Hi, I'm Paul Laura, and I'm a commerce program manager in the Windows Store team. There are a lot of different ways you can make money with your app on the store. Today we'll talk about how you will receive payments for your app sales. Perhaps you're not a fan of reviewing bank statements and filling out tax forms? Don't worry. With the Windows Store, our goal is to put as few financial and tax documentation burdens on you as possible. Let's review our revenue share model first and take a look at how to set up your payout and tax information. Payments to developers are processed on a monthly basis for all eligible transactions. Transactions become eligible for payment 30 days after the purchase occurred. To receive a payment, all you need to do is accumulate at least $200 or equivalent in app sales that you haven't been paid for yet. Remember that app sales represent the total amount sold, while app proceeds represent the amount sold minus the store fee. This store fee is calculated on a per transaction basis as well. These fees are based at 30% of the app price until the app being sold reaches $25,000 or equivalent of lifetime sales. Once the sales goal is reached, the fee drops to 20% of the app price. Note, this calculation includes both your app and in-app purchases made through the store. Now, let's log on to the developer dashboard and get set up to receive payments. The first thing to do is to specify the bank account where you'd like to receive the money. Make sure you have your account information handy. After logging into the store dashboard, click on the payout link in the left column. You can only specify a single account at any time to receive payments. You can change the account in the future, but for security, it may delay your next payment for up to a month. Since the account has not been specified before, click Add Payout Account to enter the account information. For your protection, you may be asked to supply the verification code from the credit card you registered with before specifying your payout account. Now, select the radio button for a new bank account and enter the requested information. In the United States, this will include specifying an account type, routing number, and account number. Note the information required will vary from one country to another. Then, confirm that the address for the account listed, based off the address you supplied at signup, is accurate, and then click Save. Notice that the account information you just entered is listed on the payout page. At this point, you've completed entering your payout account information. Now, we need to collect some information about your residency status and tax details required by the United States Internal Revenue Service. This process applies for all developers worldwide and will vary depending on whether or not you or your business has an existing connection with the United States. As an example, let's look at my United States account. In this case, I have registered as an individual, which means I'll keep my Social Security number handy. Now, click on the tax link in the left column. At this point, the tax profile is incomplete because no forms have been submitted yet. You can click on the Continue button to start that process. On the first page, which is displayed, look at the different circumstances listed by the first option. One of these will likely apply to you if you've ever had any connection with the United States. For this demo, I'll go ahead and select this option and continue. Now, the actual form that must be completed is displayed, which is called a W-9. First, enter your name. For an individual registration, this would just be your full name. If this was a company registration, you'd enter the business name on the first line. Now, select the organization type and enter your address. Scrolling down to Part 1, you will need to enter your Social Security number. Had this been a company registration, this is where you'd enter an EIN,
or Employer Identification Number.
You electronically sign the form by entering in your name and clicking Next, and you're done. The form will be validated instantly, and as you will see on the resulting page, the tax profile is now valid. At this point, the individual registration is ready to receive payments. For individuals and businesses outside the United States, a similar process must be followed, although the form you complete is different. As an example, let's quickly walk through these steps with a developer registration from Germany. You would start the same way by visiting the dashboard, selecting tax, and clicking Continue to manage the tax profile. This time, however, because the developer has no connection with the United States, choose the second option and specify Germany as the country. On the page which follows, confirm your address details, which were specified during registration. Next, the developer would answer a quick question about their relationship to their organization and then be presented with form options. Most Windows developers will qualify to file the form W8BEN. Let's select that and continue. All developers must complete Part 1 of the W8BEN form. Note that an International Taxpayer Identification Number is not needed to sell applications on Windows. If you do not have this number, simply leave that field blank as you fill out the form. Quickly review and enter any other required fields that were not pre-populated for you. As a developer outside the United States, you are subject to additional tax withholding on your app proceeds sold only in the United States. In many cases, though, you probably can take advantage of a tax treaty to reduce or eliminate those withholdings. The type of rate you can qualify for depends on the country you or your organization resides in. You can do this by completing Part 2 of the form and by specifying the residency country. If your country is not listed, unfortunately, no treaty benefit is available. Then, select the offered article, special rate, and reason for claiming the benefit. In the case of Germany, you can select a 0% withholding, which means you'll receive all of your app proceeds. In order to submit the form, scroll to the bottom and enter your name. By this time, you should have received an email containing a PIN that is required to electronically sign the form. Enter it here. After I click Submit, in most cases, unless indicated otherwise in the confirmation screen, you are done. These W-8 forms are processed quickly, but not instantly. Check back a few hours later on your tax profile page to see if your status has changed to valid. You can always learn more about how to correctly complete the required tax forms by visiting the Internal Revenue Service's website. As you can see, for Windows 8 developers, we designed your dashboard and developer experience to be simple and streamlined as possible. Good luck selling your apps.